Very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Studio 7's Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable, where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting today from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the coronavirus pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe. So tonight, we're going to be looking at the current rise in COVID-19 numbers in Zimbabwe, and we'll also be looking at the current protest here in the United States of America. So as you know, this is not a live program. This is pre-recorded. So by the time you watch this program, the numbers of the COVID-19 cases may have changed. So at the moment in Zimbabwe, we have 222 positive cases, of which 189 are active. And also we have 29 that have recovered. And we still remain at 4 deaths. So we're going to be looking at that issue and seeing, we have a medical expert here who's going to be walking us through what this increase in number means. Dr. Admo Jokiro, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Good evening, Zimbabwe, and thank you, Marvelous.
Doctor, we are seeing that the numbers in Zimbabwe are continuing to rise. You have been monitoring, you know, and we've been discussing here on the program, but what's your thought? What's happening, really?
Well, I think as we discussed earlier this week, or I think late last week, this rise in cases in Zimbabwe is not surprising, given that we are neighbors with South Africa, where we have witnessed cases go beyond 30,000. I think the last time I checked yesterday, I think they were around 35,000. So with us at 222, I'm not saying we should be having more cases or we want more cases, but because of the fact that at least 3 million of our people are residing in South Africa, and because of the COVID lockdowns and everything else, many have lost jobs, not going to work. People are trekking back home, coming to Zimbabwe, because if they remain in South Africa, they have bills to settle, they need food and everything else. I think we've been reading that a lot of people have registered at the embassy, a consulate in South Africa, to try and get help, actually, to get back home. So if you see that many of these cases that are being recorded, they are also being recorded in the quarantine centers in Matabeleland South, in Beitbridge, and Mashingo, and as well as Harare. Most of them are returnees from South Africa. I think the 16 cases that were recorded yesterday were all returnees from South Africa. So the rise in cases in Zimbabwe is directly related to the rise in cases in South Africa and the fact that many of our people are coming back. What we are concerned about and what we continue to emphasize is that we still need to protect our people as they are coming back home, because we don't know whether they are leaving South Africa with the infection, whether they are getting it on the way, or whether they are getting it at the quarantine centers. So these are issues that we need to continuously interrogate. But the source, we know where this the source of the infection is coming from. But can we reduce the numbers? Maybe there are possibilities, there are opportunities, and we must continue to interrogate this. We are also seeing sporadic cases of contacts from local cases. So this is also something to for us to worry about, because we want the local population in Zimbabwe to be completely insulated from the returning residents to ensure that we control this pandemic in Zimbabwe. So those are issues that I think we need to reflect on. But we know that the source is really because South Africa is now, with 35,000 cases, definitely they are now in epicenter for COVID in Southern Africa.
Mm-hmm. But what can the government do, from your observation, to stop especially the increase of cases in quarantine centers at the moment?
So I think it's important for us to say the government should be able to do all that it can to protect all those citizens that have returned from South Africa and they are coming in. So assuming that the people that are coming in from South Africa are negative, or coming from Zambia or coming from Botswana, I think it's important to ensure that at the quarantine centers, they are isolated from other people. They don't get to mix facilities that they are using, because you know that COVID spreads by contact. So if someone who is infected is shedding the virus, then other people who are using the same facility get to contact the surfaces, or get in contact with this person who has the virus, then they can also contact it. So we need to carefully evaluate these people as they are coming in. I think COVID-19 tests must be offered to all people who are coming into the quarantine facility. If any one of them is positive, then extra precautions can be taken, like taking them to an isolation center. At day 7-8, where the tests are being done, again, the tests continue to be done, and those extra precautions are taken. Another issue also is to say, are we able to assist the people even as they are coming in? Because maybe if people are using the same bus as they are coming from South Africa, and one of them has the infection on that bus, again, that is a risk to the other people who may be negative. So even as the people are leaving South Africa, is it possible that we can be able to assist them to ensure that our precautionary measures are being taken all the way as people even leave South Africa itself, as they travel and as they arrive? But I think where the government has more ability to be able to assist is within the quarantine facilities itself. And let's not really leave this to the government on its own. I think the corporate world partners, non-government organizations can also come in and assist, and even citizens, because this is for all of us. These are our relatives. These are our brothers, our sisters. So I think we all need to ensure that the quarantine facilities within our localities are safe. They have enough space. People are isolated. Yeah, enough to be able to ensure that the infection doesn't spread.
Dr. Ndimi, muri kuchengeta mwana. Saka ndichambongo kufunza neshona, then I'll let you go so that you have time. Saka munoona sei zviri kuitika izvi, tichiona kuti Zimbabwe pari zvino tinoona uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa neCOVID-19 uri kuramba uchikwira pari zvino.
Tiri kushushikana nekuti makesis ari kuramba achikwirira, Mavelas. Makesi akaramba achikwira, chirwere cheCOVID chino spread, chirwere chatinoti highly contagious, kana kuti chinotapuriranwa zviri nyore. So makesi akakwira. Mukacheuka patatine makesi 32 kana 34 muZimbabwe, takapedza nguva yakawanda chaizvo tingori pa-34. Vanhu vaakutofunga kuti chirwere ichi hapana zvatiri kunyanya kuchitya nekuita sei. Asi mukaona kuti within 2 weeks tabva pa-34 ipapo, tapa 222. Ende makesi aya achakwanisa kuramba achikwira, achiwedzera. Izvozvo zvinoratidza kuti zvoni makesi akangokwira chete ane risk yekumultiplier easily. Tinokwanisa kusvika kuma thousands. So zvakakosha kuti tikwanise kutora mapreventive measures, kana kuti mazano, kana kuti nzira dzekudzivirira zvakanyanya. Nekuti tikarega kudaro, tichaita dambudziko rakakura. Tingaite sei kuti tikwanise kudzivirira COVID?
I think ndo mufunzo uri kubvunzwa nevazhinji kuti saka zvii zvingaitwe. Tichiona kuti makesis aya akawanda pari zvino ari kubva munzvimbo dziri kuchengetedzwa vanhu vakawanda vari kubva kunze kwenyika, kuti tisaone chirwere chichitapurirana.
So zviri pairi, zvinogona kuda kuti vanhu pavari kutobva kuSouth Africa kana kubva kuBotswana pacho vari kutouya vane infection kudhara. Nekuti chirwere ichi kuSouth Africa chiriko, and makesis adarika 35,000. Zvinogona zvakare kuti vanhu ava pavari kukwira mabhazi vachifamba vachiuya, vanokwanisa kunge vari kutapurirana mumichovha kana mabhazi avari kushandisa. Zvinogona zvakare kuti pavari kunopinda maquarantine facilities, tikasatora nzira dzakasimba dzekuti vanhu havasasangane, vasashandise zvinhu midziyo mimwe chete, matoilet kana mabathroom mamwe chete, mainfection aya anogona kuitika kumaquarantine facilities. So tinofanira kuti titarise nzira dzese dziri nhatu. Pavari kusimuka kubva South Africa, pavari kufamba, nepavari kupinda maquarantine facilities. Asi isusu sehurumende, isusu seZimbabwe, sema non-government organizations, nema corporate organizations, tinokwanisa kubatsira zvakanyanya mumaquarantine facilities, nokuti ndo vari muno muZimbabwe. Kumabhazi kwavari kufamba nepavari kusimuka South Africa, hatina simba rakawanda rekuti tingachinje tichibatsira tiri ikoko. Saka kwatinokwanisa kuti tinobatsira kumaquarantine facilities, ndinofunga kuti maquarantine facilities dai awedzerwa awanda. Nekuti akawedzerwa akawanda, zvinoita kuti vanhu vagare vari kana kuti tingati vasiri kushare ma facilities kana ma resources zvakaita ma bathroom zvakaita ma toilets kana ma bedrooms. Then zvakakosha zvakare kuti zvoni tiri ma quarantine facilities imomo ngativei tine zvekushandisa zvakakwana, because tine nyaya dzevanhu vari kutiza maquarantine facilities. Vanhu ivavo vakatiza vakapinda mucommunity, tichaita dambudziko rekuti tinetana necommunity spread, hatizokwanisa kuicontrola. Ngatichimikai shuwa kuti kune chikafu, kuri kukwanisawo kuti vanhu vawane zvavangada kushandisa zvakaita kuti maybe intaneti dzimwe nguva nechi zvinokwanisika, asi kunyanya chikafu. Kuita kuti kana chiri kushomeka vanhu vangu vakagarisika zvakanaka. Then imo maquarantine facilities macho, vanhu vari kupinda maquarantine facilities ngavadzidziswewo zvakare kuti vanodzivirira sei kuti vasatapudzire chirwere kune vamwe vanhu. Nekuti dzimwe nguva kana vasina rudzidziso rwakakwana, vanenge vari kungorarama vasiri kuziva kuti vane risk yekutapudzirawo chirwere kune vamwe vanhu. So pane zvakawanda zvatinoda kuti tinofanira kuti tiite, kudzidzisa, kumeka sure kuti maresources are available, nekumeka sure kuti vanhu vari maquarantine facilities havabude vachipinda mucommunity vasina kutestwa, vasina kuridziswa neMinistry of Health, vachinge vaongororwa maresults avo.
Pane zvakare imomuno muAmerica mune mapisha-pisha ari kuitika pari zvino. Panguva iyo tiri kutarisana nedambudziko irori reCOVID-19, tichitarisa zvakare mafigures emuno muAmerica, munoona sei zvino izvi?
So macases ecoronavirus achiri kukwira muno muAmerica, haisati although adzikama kuti paari kuramba angori palevel ma20,000 every day new cases, but these are still a lot macases iwaya. Asi pabva paitika dambudziko zvakare rekuurayiwa kwakaita murume wekuMinneapolis anonzi George Floyd. I think vazhinji vari kuzviverenga paintaneti vari kuona maprotests ari kuitika. Zvinhu zvinorwadza chaizvo, nekuti akafa ari musungwa wemapurisa, akatsikirirwa pauro pake. Zvinhu zviri kutirwadza, zvinhu zviri kurwadza veruzhinji, vatema nevarungu vari muno muAmerica, zvasvitsa kuti vanhu vaite mademonstrations ekuti vanhu veganda rechitema vane nguva vakatsikirirwa kana kuti kudzvanyirirwa mabatirwo avanoitwa nevemitemo nezvimwe zvine rusarura ganda. So nyaya iyi yakasvika pakuti paite maprotest mapisha-pisha iwayo ekuti pakazopiswa zvinhu nekuitwa zvelooting nechi, asi dzadziri hasha dziri kuti vanhu vanga varwadziwa nekutisiya kwakaita murume weGeorge Floyd. So there has been unrest nenyaya yemaprotest iwaya for about 7 days now. Asi kuno kuAtlanta zvinenge zvakuita zvichidzikama, asi there are strong calls, kune vari kukurudzira kuti mitemo iri kufanira kuti isandurwe kuita kuti vanhu pasarambe pachiita iro rusarura ganda irwo rworo. So this is something chiri kuitika, asi veruzhinji vari kusimuka vachitaura kuti hazvina kunaka uye hazvifaniri kuti zvienderere mberi. Uye zvinhu zvatino ininiwo semunhu nemhuri, zvinhu zvinorwadza kuti munhu afe mafiro akaita George Floyd, achisiya mwana, achisiya mudzimai, munhu ari musungwa, nekuti tine tichitarisira kuti vemitemo vanofanira kunge vachitochengetedza vanhu kuti vararame, kwete kuti vaiteiwo kuti vanhu vasvike pakufa. So this is an issue that must be addressed, and the citizens have really risen up to say this is wrong and it must be corrected. So I also stand in support yekuti dai zvakwanisa kuitika kuti vanhu vakwanise kurarama vasingatyi kana kusarudzana pamusana peganda pekuti uyu murungu uyu mutema.
Tombodzokera hedu pachirwere cheCOVID-19 ichochi, munhu angaziye sei kuti anacho tisati tati muende zvino?
Masymptoms eCOVID muchirungu cough iri dry, headache nefever ndo mamost common symptoms. Incubation period yeCOVID inotora iyo 4 to 15 days, zvichireva kuti ukaita contact nemunhu ane chirwere cheCOVID masymptoms anokwanisa kutanga kuzobuda between 4 days kana kusvika pa15 days. So dzimwe nguva munhu anoita mamwe masymptoms akaita sankana muscle fatigue kana muscle weakness nezvimwewo, I see my most common symptoms, it's cough, fever, and a headache. Muchishona munano kosora chikosoro chinokwanisa kunge chiri dry, chakaoma, munano kwanisa kunzwa musoro uchitema kana kupisa mwiri. Ndiyo zvinonyanyoratidza kuti munhu abata chirwere cheCovid. Asi nekuti tiri musizen yeCovid, munhu anokwanisa kuitawo zvimwe zvirwere zvakaita sanga malaria kana dzimwewo flu. Asi kana munhu achinge apisa mwiri akosora aita iwayo maflu like symptoms, zvakangokosha kuti munhu aende anotestwa nekuti COVID ndiyo iri ku like it's very common these days.
Ameno, maybe if you can just say the same thing in English as we round off with you. How does someone know that they have contracted COVID-19? And also, there are some people that are saying, why doesn't Zimbabwe just close its borders and stop those that are coming from outside, even if they're citizens?
Well, I think I will respond to the last question first, Marvelous, yeah. Because I may actually also be an interested, but I may be going home very soon. So I would want to say to people, that aside, I think if you have followed the trend elsewhere, countries are actually organizing my repatriation flights to arrange for people to come back to their homes. I think what people must know is that when people go to the diaspora, they go there and they are working, and that's not their home. Home is where people are needed. Home is where their families are. Home is where they have grown up. Mm-hmm. So because of what has happened with COVID, many of our people working in the UK, in Australia, and in USA, they have lost jobs. Companies have closed. So these people have been renting or they've been in school. Universities have closed. They are not working. They cannot be able to sustain their lives as they used to because they are not earning money. So because of that, they need to go back home where they can get accommodation, where they can get food from their families their houses they are long built back. We cannot keep our citizens away from our country. I think that's a human right. So what the government must do, what we must do as a country is to ensure kuti, as these people come back, we put more facilities, we insulate the locals. Remember, even as we are talking, the economic situation in Zimbabwe has not been so well. Mm-hmm. The people in the diaspora have actually sustained our country by remitting foreign currency. So I think we owe it to support them, even as now there are problems in the same diaspora. So we cannot be short-sighted and say, kuti, no, they must not come back because these people have been keeping the country afloat. So let's welcome them home as our brothers, as our sisters. Let's continue to walk in love as Zimbabweans. But what can we do to ensure that we protect the people who are in Zimbabwe? I think there's a lot that we can do, and working together, that can be achieved. This is really what I feel, my position on that issue. But is what the symptoms are? How can someone see they've COVID or something? Mm-hmm. It normally presents with a cough, and usually it's a dry cough. But sometimes it can be a productive cough. There is also headache and there's also fever. These are the most common symptoms of COVID-19. And usually these symptoms appear 4 to 15 days after contact with someone who is positive. So once you have any of these symptoms, straight away it's important for you to go and get tested. But also, at that note, what can we do to continue preventing COVID? I think it's important for us to emphasize, because this is our best bet to prevent this illness. Let's use my face masks. Whether they are surgical or cloth face mask, they are effective. They can prevent spread of COVID. Let's ensure we wash our hands thoroughly using sanitizers, using alcohol-based sanitizers or soap. Let's ensure that we maintain social distancing. Let's ensure that we minimize movement where possible. And if we go out and come back into the house, make sure you wash your hands before you touch anything. Obviously, let's avoid handshakes. I think that is important. So I think it is possible for us to control the pandemic in Zimbabwe, but a lot more needs to be done and for a long time to come. Another issue I think that I've been debating a lot with my colleagues is around the issue of opening schools, opening universities. And I think we need to take a cautious approach towards that. We need to ensure we have been able to control the rise in cases first before we probably can open our public institutions like schools and universities. Because if we don't do that, those can also become the center for epicenters for COVID spread.
Before I let you go, let me just play a video of what's happening here in the U.S. so people can just see and you can comment about what you think regarding the issue of COVID-19 and what we're seeing playing out right here. So right there, we're seeing what's playing out here in the U.S. I would like you to comment from what you're seeing on the issues surrounding COVID-19, even here in the United States.
So, Marvelous, those are people who are protesting in the wake of the killing of George Floyd. And I think there is genuine risk that with people going on the street at the moment and gathering in those large numbers, there is a risk that we could have another spike in our COVID cases because of the fact that these people are coming into contact with one another. Some of them are wearing masks, some of them are not wearing masks. But you can see that there is no social distancing being maintained there. So this can present a challenge in terms of managing the COVID-19 pandemic. But I must also say we must be sensitive to what these people are also calling for. I think we all want to live. And there has been a challenge because of the killing of George Floyd. So people are angry. People are expressing solidarity. People are yearning for change. People want reforms. So that can also become very difficult, to manage. So in light of COVID, this presents a challenge. We need a win-win situation where these people can be able to express their messages and at the same time also controlling the spread of COVID. So I think those that are trying by wearing masks and minimizing contact, they are trying their best to ensure that we have that win-win scenario. But I think I can only say this has been unfortunate. The killing of George Floyd is something that could have been avoided. It's something that was not necessary. And now it's presenting complications in terms of managing COVID-19 in the U.S.
Thank you so very much. Thank you so much. And I hope we catch up with you later to find out if you do manage to go to Zimbabwe, what the situation is like. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marvelous. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. We were hearing there from Dr. Admojo Kwiro, who is a physician actually based in Nyanga in Zimbabwe. But for now, he is just finishing off his studies here in Georgia. So he was just giving us his take on what's going on here in the United States regarding the protests and also what we're seeing coming out of Zimbabwe, where the figures have hiked in recent days, especially where the quarantine centers are. So that's what we are just looking at here. And for now, let me just give you what the figures are worldwide. For now, worldwide, the global figures are 6.4 million people have contracted COVID-19, and 385 of them have passed away. And here in the United States, we have 1.851 million that have actually contracted the disease, with 107 of them having passed away. So that's what we're seeing. And here in Washington, D.C., where I'm broadcasting from, like I said, this is a pre-recorded program. So by the time you see it, some of these figures might have changed. Here in Washington, D.C., we have 9,016 cases with 473 cases having deaths, actually 473 deaths having been recorded here in Washington, D.C. Saka kunavo vari kubva kupinda muchirongwa, ndozvatiri kuona zviri kuitika pari zvino. Imo muno muAmerica, sekutaura kwataita kune mapisha pisha aripo zvichitevera izvo kuurayiwa kwakaitwa mukomana murume wechitema George Floyd akawanikwa iye achiurayiwa kunzvimbo inonzi Minneapolis imo muno muAmerica. Uyezve taona kuti vanhu vawanikwa ivo vachibuda vachienda kunoratidzira vachiti havasi kufara nezvakaitika izvi. Saka ndozvatiri kutaura ipo panapa. Tichienderera mberi, tichange tichiedza kuti tiwane munyarikani vedu Dr. Admoje Kwiro vanga vari pano. Vazotiwo vaende ndo vari kuchengeta ngwana. Asi regai timbokuratidzai zviri kuitika iko kuno kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana pari zvino. Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kuona zviri kuitika imo muno muAmerica pari zvino. Asi ndiri kuona mumwe wangu Standakile. Star has just joined us. Welcome to the program, Star.
Thank you very much, Marvelous, and to all the viewers. Today we continue with talking about the COVID cases worldwide and in the country, seeing that the figures keep rising. And I'll give the figures shortly too. Kulabo ke abasanda ukusixhuma namhlanje ke siqhubekela phambili sixoxa ngodaba lwe-coronavirus. Igcikwane ke lele selihlasele abantu abaningi emhlabeni jikelele njalo labulala labanye kukanti lelizweni selifikile. Ngakho ke sizabe sicwayisisa lolu daba sikhangela ke ukuthi kwenzakalani. Okuningi ke liza kuzwa kuwona lo umsakazo lapho esizabe sixoxa khona ke njalo sikhakelele abahlonitshwa ukuthi babe lathi kulolu daba. Sizakhuluma ke lo nkosazana Sokoluhle Ncube, yena ke ungumongikazi khonapha ke kwele Melika. Nguye ke la uzasichasisela ukuthi usebenza njani njalo kuyini konke abakwenzayo. Yebo ke Marv, I will take this opportunity to try and bring on my guest. Thank you.
Kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tiri kuonapo tina Star Mhlanga apinda muchirongwa parizvino. Saka ari kuti iye ari kumboti aedze kuti atsvage munyarikani wake kuti auye achizotaura pamusoro pedambudziko irori reCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus iro ratekeshera pasi rose, uyezve parizvino ratiri kuona kuti munyika ravawanika iro richiuraya vanhu vanosvika ivo 4 asi pasi rose vakati one day vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kuchirwere ichochi. Saka tichanzwa kuti vakwanisa here kumuwana munyarikani wavo. Tienderere mberi nechirongwa pari zvino. Pane huwandu hwevanhu vari kuwanikwa ivo vachibatwa nechirwere ichochi, uyezve dambudziko iri riri kutekeshera imo muno muAmerica pari zvino. Tiri kuona mune mapisha pisha arimo mushure mekunge mumwe chizvarwa chemuno muAmerica George Floyd awanikwa iye achiurayiwa ari mumaoko emapurisa. Saka globally pasi rose tine vanhu 6.4 million vabatwa nedambudziko irori, tichiona 385 wavo vachishaya. MuUnited States mune vanhu 1.8 million vabatwa nechirwere ichi, 107 vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya. Regai tinzwe kuti vakunzwika here muzvare Star. Hello Star.
Yebo ke Marvelous, siyabonga sesimtholile ke omunye umhlonitshwa wethu unkosazana Suku Ncube, yena ke usedolobheni le-Indiana khonapha kwele Melika. Uza ke la sitshele ke ngakubonayo khona ngale okuphathelane legcikwane leli le-COVID njengomuntu osebenza kwezempilakahle. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo unkosazana Ncube.
Ngiyabonga.
Yebo ke xoxela ke ngamafitshane nkosazana Ncube ukuthi kwenzakalani khona ngapho e-Indiana njengomuntu ke osebenza kwezempilakahle. Kuyini elikubonayo ngegcikwane leli le-COVID-19 liyamemetheka ngempela, bayeza ngobuningi babo abantu?
Uyazi ukuthi empilwe okunje angizake ngubona empilweni. Mina sengingunesi for 10 years and ukufa okunje okunganabantu zimpukane bafa njengempukane igcikwane lele, hhayi yazi abantu basekakhulu and la khathe silokhe besifa kodwa sokungcona kwenza abantu baze babaleka futhi lemsebenzini indlela obakusesabisa ngayo
manje lapha ke ezibhedlela labana ababevele begula labo lokhe bebuya yini kumbe sokukhangelwa labo abalegcikwane kuphela
kuyahlukaniswa abalegcikwane banga abavele bezigulela banga okwala lama nursing home sabenze bevule lama nursing home ukuthi bekhiphe laba abarecovayo ama patients arecovayo ukuthi be kuma nursing home ama certain nursing homes belathatha ama patients ale covid ukuthi kuvulele izibhedlela abanye abagulayo.
Yes, siyabona njalo ukuthi inani labantu laba balegcikwane seliphezulu kakhulu okokuthi lizigidi lezigidi esingathi ngama-millions. Lingathi ziningi yini izehlakalo lapho abantu abasila khona okuthiwa ngesiNgisi ngama-recoveries.
Ama-recoveries actually ngama-recoveries maningi ukwedlula umuntu ababhubhayo. Ababhubhayo. Kodwa mbone ngani ama-recover abaningi abarecovayo yilaba nabafika kusaqalisa i-equipment isesekhona ama-ventilators but kwasuka kwaba njani kwasokusuka kwaba too much isibhedlela saqalisa ukuswela imitshina yonke leya.
Ye manje khathesi yananzelela ukuthi imizamo kahulumende le yama-lockdown leyo ukuthi abantu behlale ezindlini ubone ngani abantu bayiqaphela ngempela khona ngapha edolobheni lakho le-Indiana abantu bahamba-hamba yini emadolobheni kumbe ngempela bahlezi baphuma kuphela besiyadinga okufunakalayo endaweni lezi kuthiwa ngama-supermarket
hayi abantu abaningi bahlalile endlini okubenze bahlala endlini kakhulu ukuthi besaba anje uyabona ukuthi ukubalekela into ongayiboniyo kuyesabisa than into oyibonayo uzabona ukuthi thina amanesi singcono into uyayibona ukuthi nansi la kodwa laba abanye awukwazi ukuthi umuntu oseceleni kwakho ulani so kwenza abantu abaningi bethuka kakhulu ikakhulu nxa usizwa abantu kuthiwa bayafa namhla kuselo njengempukane so kuyenze abantu abaningi besaba vele okwala lezi hlobo abavakatshelani konke kwakungamaphathi lani balutshwane nje abangabe kade behamba nje ezitridini but isikhathi esiningi bekuhamba nje nabakade kufanele be emsebenzini abaningi bamile futhi bemsebenzini abanye kade bekwanisa ukuthi besebenzele ezindlini most of them bajinjiwe basebenzele ezindlini
kodwa ungathi njengabongi livikelekile yini ukuthi lingatholi leli gcikwane zinenge impahla zokusebenzisa yini siyabona ukuthi leli lilizwe linothileyo kodwa kwamanye amazwe bakhala ngokuthi abala mpahla zokuzivikela
uyabona ukuthi akula nto ngathi i-100% uyabo kodwa bayazama sibili ukusivikela ngendlela kodwa kwasuka ukuthi into yakhona kwaba too much ukuthi ama-mask akhona aqalisa ukushoda so sasesiqalisa ukukompromisa ngamalembu lani kodwa bona ngokwabo bayazama sibili into kuphela ekhamayo kakhulu yikuthi ama-mask akhona ngawakho comfortable anzima ukuphefumula yikho kwenza kube nzima okwenza umsebenzi wakhona ube nzima more than vele lokhu amanye amalokhuzana amanye ama-protective gears imask yiyo vele angantani iglove ama-gloves uyawagqoka ilokhuza sawe lokhu ama-coat akhona uyakwanisa ijacket uyaligqoka kodwa imask isivale umphefumulo wakho uyabona and njalo uyesaba ukuthi uyithole.
Yeah.
So yikho kwenza abantu abaningi babaleka kakhulu ngoba ukuphefumula kwakhona even lina le imask abathi ngama-N95 vele leyana manje yekadiwes
ye manje nxa abantu sebebalekile lapho ubona ingani batholakala njalo abanye bokuthi begcwalise lindawo ya abasukayo kumbe kuyasilela abongi elizweni
anje abona ukuthi ubuhle bakhona yikuthi kulama-nursing agencies so abantu abaningi kade sebesebenzisa ama-agency nurses and le mali banika abantu imali ezabayenza behawukele uyabona ngoba abantu abaningi okade kubatshisa kakhulu kayisikho kwesaba i-covid yona ngokwayo yikuthi kade besesaba ukuyiphathela abantwana endlini lokubona abantu besifa ngendlela enje
Ehhe.
Yikho kade kusabisa abantu abaningi. It was depression, not because of COVID. It depression yoku bona umuntu esifa umkhangile ubona ukuthi uyehluleka ukumncede umuntu lo uthi lo esifa lapha subizelwa lo eceleni ngelanga kupha ngatheni ngathethu
hey ngabona kuyakhahlameza ngempela ye kodwa
manje ubuthungu kakhulu
manje nxa kule kulakhona oko kuthiwa yi depression belizuza yini ukwelulekwa isingathi ngama therapy la ukuthi belikhangele belihlolisise ukuthi liyenelisa ukuphatha lolu daba.
Ah, ngingazi mina ngikhulumela mina ngokwami labanye engibaziyo sipho ngokuhlala phansi ukuhlala endlini. I think it was more it comfort yokuthi awukuboni kuba ngcono ukudila lakho nje endlini. Asizange sihambe mina ngizange ngihambe sibili ku-therapy but ngambona nje la kuma-social media abanye bahamba kuma-therapy kakhulu ababese-New York labanaye abavelelwa kakhulu but i-depression yakhona yayi-too much lokhani ukuthi u-break it down sibili but uku-break it down kwakhona kwasokuyilokhani ungani ufile ngani usufailile ku-field yakho ngoba ngijabona being a nurse that long wawungakwazi ukuthi i-profession yakho iza kuphathela okunje in the long run kanjeyabo so basically i-reality ikhikhe in ukuthi this is i-profession owayikhethayo and i-profession yakho can be this way at times so amanesi amaningi sivile ngani kade sesingama-failure lani yikho amanye sibuyelile kuke kuthi at least ukuphefumule uzokungani kuba ngcono so sasesina sembuyelile
Yeah,
ulabengisebenza
ku COVID
unit futhi.
Oh, khona kanye COVID unit. Yes, siyabona lapha.
Mina actually ngiyayi prefer COVID unit ngoba ngingcono ukuthi ngisebenze umuntu engikwazi ukuthi umuntu lo ulapho. Kulokusebenza umuntu engingakwazi ukuthi ulani.
That's interesting manje. Yeah. Ngoba siyananzelela even kuma therapy lapha njengoba kuthiwa inyanga izelaphi ngabona kunzima ukuthi lina kuyini eli abantu abakhangelela ukuthi libayenze therapy lani selikhangelela itherapy.
Yeah. Ngoba uyabona into eyishupha ukuthi into le hanje yabona ingani bathi iphasa nge-droplet le-contact.
Eh.
So esibhedlela vele nisebenza ngokubamba hanje yabona into edisisanisa kakhulu ukubamba ngapha liyaphefumula. So into eyesabise abantu abaningi ngiyagcina bayenza ukuthi bebaleke ngoba awukwazi ubamba ubani ngoba uzabona ukuthi umuntu namuhla kwafika isikhathi sokuthi sase siseparate ukuthi hhayi lezi izigulane eziphuma kakhulu njengalabana abane-dialysis abale-kidney failure abaku-dialysis sabahambisa downstairs lapha ngikhuluma nge-nursing home sabahambisa downstairs sasuna abangaguliyo phezulu ukuthi vele labana behlale bequarantine kodwa guess what bona labana abaphezulu yibo bamuntu ababegula ukwedlula laba abaphansi babeyithatha ngaphi abaphezulu and behlala beyi-1-1 emarumini kutshengisela ukuthi kwakuvelela phandle yithi ama-employees
yeyibasuka
kwesabisi ukuthi okay asisakwazi ukuthi abantu laba kade ayibe sizama ukuthi sibaprotecte yibo abagula ukuyedlula laba phansi baphela du abantu
ye laphana ke wakhuluma okunye okukhanya ku-interesting ukuthi uthe kwesi isikhathi esiningi ukusebenza usendlini kusebenze kanjani umuntu esendlini bona abantu abalegcikwane leli babe besiza esibhedlela
hayi like nxa ngisithi endlini anti abantu i-nursing is different bakhona abanye abakwanisa ukusebenzela ezindlini abangela direct contact lama-patient
okay
yeah, like abanye actually no to answer that too ilokho bakhona abanye abanjengama-nurse practitioner akade abafakelwa amakhompyutha ezindlini ukuthi umuntu nxa ezize nganolala igcikwane leliya afoni kungani i-customer service ukhulume naye ngevidiyo
okay yeah
umbuze ukuthi uzwani ukuthi umtshede hayi hambe e-checka kumbe emnike nje ukuthi ama-remedies ukuthi ayenzeni
Oh.
So for the safety of our nurses,
Sesikhangela ke sesizwe amazweni anjengabe United Kingdom kumbe ukuthi kulezi zalwane zeZimbabwe eziningi ezihlala khona ukuthi abanye obongi labodokotela bande ukuthola leli gcikwane kumbe abanye bechone ngempela ngenxa yalo. Singathi lapha kwele Melika labo banje kunjalo yini isimo siyafana kumbe balutshwana abasebenza kwezempilakahle abathola leli gcikwane ngokubona kwenu?
Mina ngokubona kwami ngibone ngani ukuthi sikhangela ilizwe elincane compared kulizwe elikhulu nxa sesikhangela i-population. Uyabo. Kodwa ukufa kwakhona ngibone ngani thina e-America sifelwe kakhulu, but e-UK kuzakhanya ngani kukakhulu ngoba ngenza ngama-numbers abantu. And enye i-difference nge-system ye-UK, as far as I understand, but I may be wrong, but ngikhuluma namanesi amaningi because most family yami zingamanesi. Ngale it's mandatory ukuhamba emsebenzini. Ngapha it's optional.
Yeah.
Yabo. So ngapha noma whether ulayo i-COVID kumbe kawulayo, it's optional ukuthi uzihlalele endlini. But ngale e-UK kuthiwa nxa u-negative, awula choice but ukuthi uhambe emsebenzini.
Yeah.
So yikho ngibone ngani bagulela, yikho bekade begula kakhulu ngoba bebengela option yokuthi behlale ngekhaya nxa befuna ukuhlala ngekhaya.
Yebo ke. Ngokuncinyane okuzwa kusenzakala kwele Zimbabwe ungathini ngakho? Siyabona ukuthi lakho likhona leli gcikwane, ikhona i-lockdown, ayaqonga amanani abantu abalokhu behlaselwa yileli gcikwane. Ungathi nxa suqathanisa lawe okubonayo, ubona ingani abasekhaya bona hayi bangayimuva yini ukuthi kuningi okudingakalayo ukuthi balwisane laleli gcikwane lanxa nje sikhangele inombolo esingathi zincane nxa siziqathanisa lezeMelika lanxa lakho i-population incane. Ungathini ngokwenzakala ekhaya ngomkhuhlane we-COVID?
Mina into engingayitshela abantu bekhaya ukuthi umkhuhlane lo ukhona, yinto ekhona, kabahlale phansi. Nxa ungela bhizinisi yokuya etown kumbe ukuya nga, hlala phansi ngoba ungawuthola umkhuhlane lo ekhaya kakufanani lo muntu othola umkhuhlane lapha e-America ngoba la silakho konke, imithi yonke. Ungathi ubona thini i-America yaseshula, ama-ventilators eshula, imitshina yashoda pho ekhaya. Ekhaya kushota into njengxenye i-x-ray machine, kumbe i-dialysis machine, pho umtshina wokuthi ama-ventilators ukuthi ekwanisa abantu bonke laba basekhaya kungabe hlula. So and the isolation hospital, there is only one isolation hospital eTonkroof lapha sebeze bavula lokhu one nursing home life. So abantu abahlali and futhi ngale mina ngihlala right opposite iTonkroof hospital. So we can come opposite to Mkhulu Hospital. So bangena bephuma khathesi ama-numbers akhona seshute phezulu. Ukuhle kuphela ngeZimbabwe ukuthi abasekhaya bavele ba-quarantine vele. Ba-quarantine ngoba vele ekhaya abantu bekhaya bahambi e-town. But imistake enzakala ngale ekhaya ukuthi baningi abantu abalokhu bekhosa i-border belokhu bengezelela umkhuhlane eZimbabwe. So abantu bekhaya hlalani phansi. Umkhuhlane lowo ungawuthola ama-chances okusurviva ekhaya as they are very hard. Zo the city i-immune system yethu ekhaya ngama-BCG lana esasiwahlaba ayenza ama-recoveries ethu abe ngcono ngoba ungakhangela silama-more recoveries than ama-death. Asekabi lama-death amaningi kakhulu but bathi because of emalokhu zama-immunization esasilawo.
Ukuthi ngabe kusebenza. Yes, siyananzela futhi ukuthi ekhaya kulolunye njalo uhlupho lokudla ukuthi abantu bafisa ukuthi lanxa kuyisikhathi se-lockdown lezi bebe bengena emadolobheni bethengisa impahla abalazo ukuthi bezuze okuyimadlana kokuziphilisa. Abanye njalo babe belayina bedinga impupho ngoba iyasilela nokunye okuninginingi ugcine kungela-social distancing. Njengoba abantu bengahloli nxa bengabi lezibonelo okuthiwa ngama-symptoms
If I may just come in there, sir. Can you just...
Yes, we are coming. Yeah, just let her finish this sentence.
Into nxa ungayibonanga uphongoza kuthiwa kulegcikwane awukabona umuntu ogulayo uyayidelela uyabona akufani lalapho esesiyibonile umuntu wekhaya engatshengiswa umuntu ogulayo kaphindi futhi angene estridini kanti indlala le unfortunately into engakhontrolekiyo ngoba abantu bekhaya baphila ngokuthengisa akula msebenzi phela ekhaya and lalapho kuthengwa khona kuyalayino. So bayenza ukuthi bevale ukuthi bevale vele kumbe bebalimithe ukuthi ngo 3 wonke umuntu ebesevalile ama Western Union avala avula ngamanye amalanga avalwa ngamanye amalanga ngoba abantu bekhaya vele bona ngokwabo abakho compliant ngoba bakuzwisisi lokhu bazicabangela inhlupho lendlala uphinde uku-understand ngoba balambile abantu abaningi ikakhulu abasemakhaya bayehlule kuye town.
Yebo kuyezwakala ngubambe umlomo lapha ngamafitshane ngubonile laphana ubuza ukuthi sizaxoxa konganani bengicela ukuthi ubambe mbijana sizaphenduka njalo kuwe sesicela izixwayiso ukuthi abantu ngabaxwayisa uthini ungakahambi angitsho.
Okay.
Ye uqala ubambe sinike omunye ithuba. Marvelous.
No, I wanted you to ask something in English, but it's fine. Let's take the next guest. Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokutendai kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokutendai pari zvino tanga tiri kutarisa isu dambudziko recovid-19 uye tanga tina Miss Ncube vanga vari kutaura naStar vachitaura ivo vari kuindianapolis vachitaurawo maonero avari kuita zvinhu kunzvimbo iyoyo yeindianapolis vari kutaurawo zvakasiyana siyana nezviri kuitika ikoko nyanya zviri kutarisana nevaye vatinoti vanoshanda muzvipatara ndanzwa vachitaura ivo kuti ivo vanoshanda muward inotoita nyaya iyoyi yecovid-19 nezvimwe zvakadaro saka ndozvatanga tiri kungotarisa ipo pano asi ndinoshuvira kuti vachadzoka tigokwanisa kunge tichinzwa kubva kwavari kuti zvakamira sei panyaya yedambudziko irori recovid-19 kana kuti coronavhairasi tinotarisa kuti panguva ino zvakare pane zviri kuitika imo muno muamerica tiri kuona mune mapishapisha arimo panguva iyo uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nechirwere icho checovid-19 uri kuramba uchikwira tichitarisa isu pane zviri kubva kujohn hopkins university muno muamerica vanotarisa ivo mamiriro akaita zvinhu panyaya yemafigures kana kuti panyaya yeuwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa ivo necovid-19 kana kuti coronavhairasi saka pasi rose globally pane vanhu 6.4 million vawanikwa vachibatwa nechirwere ichi 385 vavo vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya imo muno muamerica matiri mune 1.8 vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichochi 107 vachiwanikwa vachishaya muwashington dc mandiri muno mune vanhu zvakare vabatwa 9016 vawanikwa vachibatwa nechirwere ichi uyezve 473 vavo vawanikwa ivo vachishaya saka tiri kungobata zvakawanda uyezve tichitarisa kuti muno muamerica pari zvino mune vanhu vari kuratidzira vachiti ivo havasi kufara nemabatirwo uyezve nekushaya kwakaita chimwe chizvarwa chemuno George Floyd uyo akashaya iye mushure mekunge ambunyikidzwa nemapurisa asi ndofunga kwamuri ikoko pasi rose muri kuziva zvakaitika asi regai timbokuratidzai zvanga zviri kuitika iko kuno panyaya iyoyi. Aiwa apo tanga tiri kuona isu zviri kuitika imo muno muamerica panyaya yedambudziko rekushaya kwakaita chizvarwa chemuno muamerica George Floyd uyezve tikaona isu hurumende yemuno vakazivisa ivo kuti kwane curfew nezvimwe zvakadaro kuitira kuti vanhu vasawanikwe ivo vachienderera mberi nekuratidza asi regai tiende kuna Star tinzwe kuti zvakamira sei kwari ikoko. Star, we are seeing also there are protests here in the United States currently. What have you seen in the area where you are right now?
Well, I'm still quarantined in here, marvelous, exercising self-isolation, but we can see from the media countrywide there are many protests. We saw some in D.C., we saw in Washington, D.C., and even there in Minneapolis and other states. So I guess they are still going on. It's quite a massive outcome and reaction to this incident, although we've seen many such similar incidents in various intensities. But for this one, there seems to have been more protesters than any other. What about you? What have you seen?
Actually, I went out on Sunday and I actually saw the whole action. So yes, I had a doctor earlier on who was talking about they expect that there should be a spike in COVID-19 cases due to these protests. That's the medical perception that he had. But actually now, let me drop you for a minute. I have someone from Minneapolis. Let's just see if we can hear them to just give us a brief of what they are seeing on the ground. So I'll bring you back in a minute. Mai Makai, you can come on. Hello, Mai Makai.
Hello, marvelous. Wakadi.
Ai watiri wadi. Tinoona imi muri ku Minneapolis uko kune mapisha-pisha ari kuitika. Zvakamira sei parizvino?
Aiwa ichokwadi vanhu variko kunze. Vanhu vari kufamba, vanhu vari kurwadziwa, vanhu vari kuchema, vanhu vabuda kuenda mustreet. Mazuva wanda pamwe chifungwa chaandofunga nhasi sezvakaitika nezuro kuti kune kuita mhirizhonga mapurisawo arwisana navo ofungwa kuti pamwe maybe vacharega kupinda mustreet but kwakazara vanhu vari kuenda vachiri kufamba vachiprotesta hazvina kumira sekufunga kwataiita kuti zvichamira
tinoona imo muno muamerica pakabva panzi padezwe vechiuto kwenyu ikoko kwakamira sei
ndingangoti hongu hunde vakadeidzwawo vechiuto variko asi hatisati tanzwa kuti vapfuura munhu kana kuti vane munhu wavati vauraya asi kungoti presence yavo iripo asi haina kukwanisa kuita dite vanhu nekuda kwechinangwa chavainacho panguva ino vanhu variko vachirongoenda vakatarisana namasoja nezuro esu vafundisi takanga tiri paCapitol Hill takaenda takanga takatotarisana nawo masoja asi hatina kudzokera mumashure taivepo tichidiwo kuti zvinzwikwe zvichemo zvedu zvataive nazvo.
Maybe just tell us your view in English. You are there right where the action started. What is it like right now in real time?
I think the fact is that people are very disappointed and people are hurting. I mean, it's sad because, yes, at some point you realize that people need to be heard. If you are in leadership and if you are leading people and you cannot understand that before you start talking about reconciling, you need to recognize the issue, hear the people, sit down with them and hear what is going on. Because at this point in time, people are hurting. It's sad. It's a very, very sad situation. And we are hating. I mean, for myself as a mother and, as a sister and aunt, we have got brothers, we've got uncles, we've got husbands, and you're just wondering, so what's going to be, who is going to be next? It could be my husband. It could be my son. I'm a pastor of all those sons in my church. And it could be any of my sons. I have sons who live in Minneapolis too. So, yeah, I mean, people are hurting. It's a very sad situation. And yes, it has been going on for too long. And I think people have just fed up.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I think we'll carry on with you tomorrow because time is not on our side. Let me bring in my co-host, Star, so that we can just wind up. We are left with 5 minutes for the show to end. So, Star, you've just heard there from Pastor Rebecca Makai, who's actually in Minneapolis where this protest started. What's your view?
Yebo ke simzwile ke unkosazana obekhuluma lapha esedolobheni lakho napha eMelika elithiwa eMinneapolis lapho ke okuqhamuke udlakela lapho umuntu onsundu obulewe khona lipolisa ebelimnyathele entanyeni odokotela bathi kuhle kwamklinya ke lokho wasebhubha njalo abanye bathi kakwenzanga ngokusemthethweni nxa kuyikuthi ubembopha ngakho ke lokho kuthukuthelise abantu abaningi ke basuka basezitaladini batshengisela. Yebo ke sesisalelwe lemzuzu emlutshwana ke lapha ngizwe ukuthi sesilabo 4 minutes abaseleyo. Ngakho ke ngizathatha ke imzuzu emibili emithathu ukuthi ngikhulume lawe ke Nkosazana Ncube. Uthini wena ngalokhu ke okwenzakala khona ngapho? Ungasinike lakho lokugcina. Ukubonile yini la ukutshengisela lokho njalo uthini ngakho? Ungathi abantu abansundu abaphethwe ngochuku yini kumbe ngamapolisa nje ambalwa ayenza lokho?
Uyakwazi lokho kunzima ukuthi uthi ukuthi ngabantu abambalwa kumbe ngabantu abanje kuya ngokuthi uhlala ngapi. Ngapha eIndianapolis ibesile curfew, i-downtown ibivaliwe for the past 4 days ngoba abantu badamage i-downtown yonke. Ngibone ngani abantu basuke bazonda bagcina sebedilize nalapho abangafanelanga bedilize khona. Sebedilize lezi zinto ezi-innocent, izitolo, abantu abaningi izitolo zabantu zidiliziwe. Lana ama-protest yakhona igcine sebeyisilimaza. Ngibona ngani kuthiwa kubhubha abantu abangu-3.
Sibonile ukuthi abantu batshengisela lapha behamba ndawonye ndawonye. Lanxa begqokile ama-masks. Singathi awunyeke wamemetheka yini, alinyeke lamemetheka igcikwane le-coronavirus lapho. Ngoba abanye bebecina besondelelana.
Lingamemetheka ngoba phela khumbula ukuthi i-mask kayisiyo yodwa evikela igcikwane.
Uh-huh.
I-contact. Mina ngibone ngani i-COVID le is more i-contact than i-droplet. Uyabona. Ngoba ukubambana khona kuyana nale yathi libambe i-mask libe selibambana izandla.
Oh.
Uyabona. Ukuthintana khona kuyana yikho okuwest.
Oh, ukuthi lalaba bahamba be-hand in hand labo bangathelelana.
Yeah, ngoba iphaswa nge-droplet le-contact. So ukubamba nje umuntu uyakwanisa ukuthi ngoba abantu abona uyakwanisa ukuthi ungathimula. Ungathimula ngoba imaski lena phela ungaza kuyigqokila ngalonto. Ungathimula uyavala umlomo. Uvala umlomo nxa uprotest uyageza nga. Subamba umngane wakho uyamtrusta vele nxa lisheka alikhumbuli vele lokuthi kanje kule gciwane. Ungananzelela igciwane abantu sebekhohlela ngalo, sebekhumbula ngamazwi, sebekhuluma ngeprotest kuphela.
Hey. Hayi, uyichaye sibile ekhale. Yeah, ungasinikela kho ke lokugcina ke singathi yo last word lokuthi abantu kambe benze njani ukuthi bezivikele labo sebekhohliwe njalo beqaphelene ukuthi bengalithathi leli gcikwane ngoba lanxa ukuthi ukusafe isolation nako phela uyabuphuma useyadinga ukudla emasupermarket lokunye.
Abantu nxa bephuma besiya kumasupermarket begqoke ama-mask bezama khona ukuyana ukukhulunywa ukuthi i-social distancing abantu abayithathe serious. I-social distancing, lama maski, loku konkana ukubamba bambana, ukuthi abantu bebebebamba, bebambana. Kufanele be understand ukuthi into le ngeyomuntu wonke, ngoba bengabi offended. Ngoba into le iyenza ixabanisa abantu abaningi kakhulu, ngoba omunye uzathi hayi ungabuya endlini yami, lona omunye sebone ngani hawo umuntu lo kuthi ukuthi uyangidayilela. So kodwa kufanele abantu bambana nini? Lizwisisane ukuthi noma umuntu nxa engakwanisa ukuthi abuye kuwe ukuzwisisa ukuthi hayi umuntu lo uzama ukuzivikela. Kodwa ukuhlala endlini is the best nxa ungela business yokuya phandle. Nxa usiyathenga satshela ukuthi thenga in bulk. Thina abanye sathenga inkomo yonke. Sathenga lokhana ukuthi ungathiwa lingaze lihlale endlini 6 months liyahlala. So abantu lingani in bulk, nxa likwanisa ukuthi thenga in bulk, lihlale phansi.
Hayi ke kuyezwakala.
Igciwane la ukubalekela into ongayiboniyo, into okufanele abantu bebeyizwisise. Ukuthi ingabe iseceleni kwakho khona, bonke bona ababhulileyo bagule bengakwazi. Umuntu etravele airport awukwazi ukuthi uyithethe kubani. Akula muntu okwazi ukuthi uyithethe kubani.
Sibongile ke amazwi lawa alesi sindo osiphe wona konke lo sitshele ngakho ukuthi kusetshenzwa njani la izeluleko osinike zona. Nkosazana Suku Ncube khona ngapho e-Indianapolis. Right, Mava, that was Suku Ncube. She's in Indiana and she was saying that she's working on the COVID unit. Can you imagine? She's exactly where it's all happening. And so she was giving us quite a lot of insight there.
Yes, unfortunately, it's not like football, so we've got no overtime. Time is not on our side, so we just have to say goodbye right now. And I would like to also thank one of our guests, Pastor Rebecca Makai, who was out in Minneapolis.
Yeah, okay, marvelous. Oliver Lelisayo, ngusithandekile mhlanga ngikhonapha eWashington.